Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Today and tomorrow, we call to mind our special bond with believers who have passed from this life to the next. A bond which we call the Communion of Saints. We are the church militant, still struggling with evil in our daily life. Today, we celebrate the church triumphant, those who are already in heaven. And tomorrow, on All Souls Day, we pray for the church suffering, those still undergoing purification in purgatory. Today, we ask God to inspire us by the heroic faithfulness of the saints, and we ask these saints to intercede for us with God in our earthly struggles. Anyone in heaven is a saint, maybe your grandma, or your great-grandma, whether canonized or not, and every one of you is called to be a saint as well. The only alternative is to go to hell. Because in the end, purgatory is just a way station for those who will eventually make it into heaven. 10 days ago, I was in Rome for the canonization of the 7 newest canonized saints in the Catholic Church, 2 of which are from the United States, Kateri Tekakwitha, our first Native American saint, and Saint Mariana Kope, who ministered to lepers in Hawaii for 35 years, along with Saint Father Damien DeMuster. The other 5 canonized saints that day were Father Jacques Berthieu, a French missionary martyr in Madagascar, Pedro Calungsod, a teenage Filipino missionary martyr in Guam, Father Giovanni Battista Piamarta, an Italian who worked with poor young people, Sister Maria Carmen Salles y Balangueras, a Catalan who taught youth in Spain, Brazil, and Italy, and Anna Schaefer, a German invalid who drew strength from the Eucharist to recognize her vocation as a mission of suffering, to be accepted with gratitude as her share in the cross of Jesus Christ. What all these 7 saints have in common is that they were all teenagers or young adults when they responded to God's call in their life. Pedro Calungsod was only 13 when he became a boy catechist and 17 when he was martyred. Jacques Berthieu was 15 when he entered the seminary. Giovanni Battista Piamarta was 16. Anna Schaefer was 16 when she was burned, and 27 when she died after giving courageous witness to the power of the love of God, even in the midst of much painful suffering. Carmen Salles y Balangueras was 21 when she entered the convent after many years of prayer, and Mariana Kope was 24. Kateri Tekakwitha was drawn to the Lord as a teenager and baptized at age 20 and 24 when she died after giving courageous witness to her newfound Catholic faith to her fellow members of the Mohawk tribe. The message in this for us is that every single one of us has an important role in God's plan, and that God calls people while they are still teenagers. Here I have seen that in that every year for the last 4 years, at least one young man, and in a couple of years, two young men, have entered the seminary from Catholic High. Every year that I've been here as your bishop. So I'm grateful for that. But you know, those guys, and those of you who are the older students know them, they didn't just hear that call the week before graduation. Every one of them had been praying about it and feeling God's tug in their heart for several years before they finally got the courage to quit resisting and to say instead, "Yes, Lord, your servant is listening." And from your thunderous applause, every time I come here in May for one or more of your seniors to sign his letter of intent to enter the seminary, I can tell that many of you can relate to that. That many of you also feel something moving in your heart as well. And so can relate on a personal level to your brother who has the gumption to stand before you and declare his intent to embrace God's call in his life. How about you? God calls teenagers. If you feel a tug but are afraid to respond, what's the reason? Cowardice? We want to live up to the very best that is in us, but we are weak, and so the church holds up for us all these canonized teenage and young adult saints to intercede for us and for us to imitate. Some of these seven saints were called to serve the Lord as priests or religious. Others of these saints were called to serve him as committed laypersons. Each of you has an important role in God's plan. And God does call teenagers even today. If he is calling you, do you have the courage to say yes? Yes.